At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Friar Friday interview, and man, we're really excited to have with us Padres reliever Mason Miller joins us here today on 97.3 The Fan. And Padres, of course, in Minnesota getting set to take on the Twins. Mason's been here for, coming up on a month now, Mason, since the trade deadline. How are you acclimating to San Diego and the Padres? Everybody tells us that this is a very welcoming franchise and a welcoming locker room.
Oh, it definitely is, and thanks for having me, guys. It's been obviously a chaotic change middle of the year, but, you know, everybody within the organization and around the team's done, you know, above and beyond what they could do to help make me feel at home and comfortable and everything that I need. So, you know, the transition's come about as well as I think it could have.
You look as comfortable as anyone who has only been with the team a month can look. What's it been like, you know, going from a situation that, you know, wasn't ideal, obviously, with playing in a AAA park for your home games, to all of a sudden, not only are you playing in front of, you know, 40,000-plus fans on a nightly basis, but these games are actually consequential. Like, what has it been like? Has it been difficult trying to control your adrenaline? Like, what's it been like pitching in this atmosphere?
Yeah, there's been an adjustment to it for sure, and I don't think that I gave it quite enough credit at first either. Just the situation of the game, and you know, you're a baseball player, so you know what's coming, you know what to expect, and then you get into those moments. But you know, somehow, sometimes it still speeds up on you, no matter how long you've been in the league. But it's just being in those situations and getting comfortable with the. You're comfortable with the atmosphere, comfortable with the pressure, and, you know, remembering that, you know, you're there for a reason, and just do what you came to do, and, you know, nothing more. That's all.
Mason Miller, all-star with the Athletics. Now we're happy to have him here, for sure, in San Diego. So far for Mason Miller, 10 innings pitched, which is, I believe, 30 outs. 19 of those by strikeouts. I don't know what happened on those 11, Mason, but we'll figure that out at another time. Look, it's so obvious, so we have to ask. You know, everybody knows you throw hard. Has anybody ever been able to explain it to you how you were so lucky as to be able to throw this hard?
I think a lot of it's a combination of hard work and, you know, the blessings that were given to me physically. But, you know, also just the way I was raised by my parents and the work ethic they helped instill in me. It's really translated and helped me out so much, through the highs and lows that this game has brought me. You know, I've played at so many different levels and, you know, had success and failure at all these different levels also. So just kind of remembering where I came from and trying to, you know, keep that humility about me and just be grateful for every single day here.
Mason, you obviously have had to, as you've just finished going through, work to get to this point that you could be an all-star and be a guy at the back end of a bullpen. What was it like early? At what point did you start to understand the type of pitcher you could be? Should you start to plug that work into it?
Yeah, I think that's a hard question to answer because, you know, baseball is such a mental game and you find yourself a lot of times like, how do I keep the confidence about me, you know, despite failures? And, you know, I've talked about it previously with, you know, you have 10 great outings and one bad outing. It's that one bad outing that sits on you. So just trying to find the things that you can pull from, you know, when you're having those long periods of success. And to just kind of remind yourself that, you know, that is in there no matter what kind of struggles you go through. I had a tough month of May this year and just kind of reflected back on the successes that I've had, you know, coming up to that this season and then also last season. And really it's, you know, watching the outings and control things I can control, like throwing strikes and location, and understand that sometimes you're going to get beat on your best pitch and you have to live with that. So just having the, you know, kind of mental capacity and awareness to remind yourself of those things, even when it feels like the game's speeding up on you.
Mason Miller is with us. He's a young man from Pittsburgh, one of my favorite downtowns, by the way, Mason. I think it's absolutely beautiful there. And then I don't know whether you were highly recruited, but I'm assuming potentially you were not. You ended up in Waynesburg and then ended up over at Gardner-Webb. You know, what were you thinking back then? Was the major leagues even a dream at that point when you started your college experience?
No, I felt like that dream had passed me by after about 14U. I liked baseball. I loved competing, but I never really looked at it as something I was going to be able to do post-collegiately. So I ended up at Waynesburg knowing that I'd play there my freshman year, and that's all that really mattered to me was being able to be out on the field and competing regardless of the level. And, you know, I went through 2 years and not really having a lot of success there. You know, following my diabetes diagnosis in 2018, going into my junior year, that kind of turned the page for me, had a lot of success, and then, you know, the 2020 season was shut down and got that extra year and was able to jump up to a mid-major D1 school at Gardner-Webb and, you know, get my chance to perform on a little bit bigger stage in front of some scouts and get my chance to play post-collegiately, you know. So it's like that dream kind of came back into focus in 2019, I'd say.
Mason, if you don't mind me asking, how did the diagnosis change things for you at that point?
Yeah, largely it was just health related for me. You know, I was pretty thin, had a hard time putting on weight. So when I got diagnosed, I was about 160 pounds, and you know, I'm standing in 6'5", like 235 now. So
wow,
about 75-85 pounds of difference in there. That, you know, I think that's propelled me physically to be able to do the things I'm doing now. But you know, also just staying consistent and a lot of things. I felt like I had good work habits before, you know, I was diagnosed, and I just hadn't seen that success. So, you know, when I was diagnosed, started adding on weight and feeling healthy again, you know, all those habits I created kind of came to a head and really started leading to success on the field.
And Mason, go ahead, Tony. Sorry.
I was going to say, it's amazing you were able to even pitch even 70 pounds lighter at that point. It's crazy.
Yeah, we should all have such problems that we need to put on 70 pounds, but that's another story. And by the way, Mason, you are to be commended. You know, you came to San Diego, and right away, I think, you know, we were all kind of made aware of the diagnosis and the whole thing, and I think it's really meant a lot to a lot of people. So you're to be commended for sharing with all of that. Last thing going forward, I mean, your personal goals and how you feel, you know, fitting into this bullpen with Suarez and yourself and everybody else down there, you know, trying to carry this team to, you know, some October baseball.
Well, I think that's the name of it, is playing in October and playing our best baseball in October. You know, I've said it before, and you know, I'm going to continue to say it, that you know, regardless of my role in this team, I want to help us win games and be useful no matter what role that is. You know, I was having a lot of success closing with the A's, and you know, it's a role I feel comfortable in, but you know, we have a handful of guys that could be doing that for this team. So giving Schilty the ability to, you know, mix and match and set up matchups later in the game, you know, has certainly allowed us to have a lot of success. And, you know, these guys here, even, you know, from the beginning of the year on, you know, way before I got here, have been doing a phenomenal job. So just finding out how I can fit in and how I can add value to this group.
Last one from me, Mason. I noticed you had your Watt jersey on as we arrived here. How did your fantasy draft go?
Well, we came out of it projected first place, so I'm pretty happy with it. But nice. You know, like anything, the projections and rejections meet the rubber pretty quick, so we'll find out.
If you haven't heard yet, I understand Cronenworth offers really lousy trades. So I read that somewhere. So be careful.
Oh, we have him in week one. So hopefully we bury him. And
I'm just glad to hear what's important to Mason Miller is what's important to us. Getting that first fantasy football W. Hey Mason, thanks so much. Welcome to San Diego. We are thrilled to have you. Look forward to the rest of this year and beyond. Best of luck, sir, and appreciate your time very much.
Thank you both.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.